This week on The Droids, we're going in blind. We don't know what we're talking about. What could happen in this week's episode? Stay tuned. It's The Droids. Welcome back to The Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Ryan and Chris, I am Mike. Guys, I have something to talk about. I promise I have something to talk about.
Well, first I need to say, please refer to me as Admiral Ryan because I'm preparing for my trip to Galactic Star Cruiser.
That's what I want to talk about.
Wow. Well, I assumed. Did I steal? I hope I didn't step on a joke you were going to make. We could start over.
No, I didn't step on any jokes.
First off, it's great to be here with you both. I haven't been on the pod for a while.
None of us have.
Nothing huge happened in my life. I didn't have a kid or anything. I have no excuses. But it's great to be here with you both. And Mike, right before we started, here's as Chris would say, a peek behind the sausage. We generally say, like, what are we going to talk about? And we started without doing that. And I thought, what's the intro going to be? Is Mike just going to, like, run into a dead end here?
Yeah, I was genuinely curious as well. I was like, oh, cool. I'll find out what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, what a pro.
You know, sometimes I hearken back to days when I used to do this professionally.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, sometimes. I mean, you didn't, the only thing you didn't mention that we will, of course, be finishing.
Yes, that is exactly why I no longer have professional work, is because I didn't hit every key point. And if you can't keep the running.
You got to keep the key points.
Well, you should say you don't have professional broadcast work. You are employed.
True. Well, I wish I wasn't employed and I could just pod all day. If that was a possibility.
I mean, you could do that.
I could.
I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think your family would.
No, but I mean, my family's not going to have any money after I go to Galactic Star Cruiser anyway. So
there it is. Wow. That's true. You might as well start now. King of Segway.
I think we just dive into it, guys. Yeah. Look, I want to talk about all the cool things about this. I want to talk about the fact that I'm still going to go. But we have to lead with the pricing. The pricing.
Come on.
Two guests, $4,800. Yeah, three guests for a two-night stay, three-day experience, and really that third day is just a goodbye in the morning.
so long, see you later. You've got to be out by 11.
Yeah, $5,300 for three, $6,000 for four guests. That's three adults and one child.
Who's taking three adults and one child?
Yeah. They posted the pricing like it wasn't embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They just posted it like it was a fact.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, this is just how much you pay to go on a Star Cruiser. Yeah. What am I going to be? What am I going to be eating tippy-up with Richard Branson? Was Bezos going to connect his ship to ours?
He's going to dock.
Yeah.
Bezos is going to dock.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know what? I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
So... What's funny is I'm here looking and they the whole thing is very like in the whole website is kind of in character, as you'd say.
Yeah.
Like overview, highlights, dining, start planning, and then prepare for launch, right? So like the overview, highlights, dining, that's universal. You would need that on a Galactic Star Cruiser. But under the standard cabin, it sleeps 4 to 5 passengers. It tells you the room configuration.
Wait, how does 4 to 5 passengers work if you're paying $6,000 for four people?
Who knows? But then the cabin amenities.
Yeah.
Mini refrigerator, hair dryer.
HBO Max.
Phone with voicemail messaging. Cool. This does take place a long time ago, I suppose.
Yeah, right. Welcome to the 1970s.
An H2O Plus Spa, bath and shower products. Wow.
Interesting.
Well, maybe that's the... Maybe that's the nice goodbye you get at the end.
Yeah, and then, no, at the end, they put you in a little capsule and turn you upside down and shake all the money out of your pockets if you had any luck.
You say this is how they did it in the movies, and they turn you upside down.
They turn you upside down and just shake you. Like, oh, wait a second, this is my wallet.
Two teamsters shake you in a cardboard box.
I think my wallet fell. See you later. Welcome to Galaxy's Edge.
Well, the voyage total, 3 guests per cabin, 4 guests per cabin, 2 guests, it's all the same. The voyage total is $5,300.
No matter what.
But I think they have something like only, 30 or 60 rooms.
That's not my fault.
No, that's not your fault. I'm saying this is why they're pricing it that way.
They're building it in swampland in Florida. They couldn't build more rooms.
They should have those like stacked, you know, like the one stall rooms where it's just like a bed. They should just have like a room of those.
They couldn't knock down Fort Wilderness Lodge and make some room for Galactic Star Tuzer.
They probably will. Tuzer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you mean that the long commute living in the woods experience is not what people are looking for at Walt Disney World anymore?
Exactly. This is the opposite. This building doesn't even have windows.
That's the thing I'm thinking about is that, you know, if you are, say you get stuck in your room or you're sick and you're just looking at
the
screen meant to be space, but you have no window for 2-3 days.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be great.
I can't imagine getting, like, I know I'm not trying to make light of illness. So let's pretend that this is like I can't imagine, like, being in this room, being on vacation, you know, like, things happen, people get sick and stuff. Like, imagine you, like, got, I'll say, the flu while you're in this room and having, like, a fever for 3 days in this room.
That's what I'm saying.
The room,
you
just
wake,
like,
up in the middle of the night from a fever dream to find out you're in the Galactic Star Cruiser.
And then I'm sure there's some kind of animatronics in the room that, like, make it shake and stuff every now
and then. Like, do you think that there's a point that they're like, you know, we're taking a light speed jump and, the whole place shakes?
It's got
Chris, I love that.
There's got to be some bells and whistles like that. I don't know what we're doing if this room doesn't shake.
If I'm paying $6,000 to be in a room with the four droids... and you know, me and Sam are sharing what they're calling a birth, which is,
I was just
going to
comment on that,
a
birth bed. I've never heard that. Is that a Star Wars term?
No, that's a ship term.
We all got our Tauntaun blankets, and if there's not a point where we open the windows and we see, like, the at least the light speed lighting, you know,
that
I'd be disappointed.
Well, I'm sure that's how they upcharge you too. It's like, oh, do you want like first person view light speed, or do you want to see it from the side?
Oh, you wanted to go to light speed. Well, that's going to be our premium package.
Yeah, exactly. You won't see it. Your room has no windows and a gaunt droid.
I'm not going to try to defend the global conglomerate, but they are including ticket visits to Hollywood Studios. So, like, ticket price per person is at least, I think, $200.
Oh, it's covered.
Per person.
Park
hoppers
are usually like a 108, I think, a day. That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I remember recently when I went, maybe 2 years ago. I felt like I was at least like 150, but maybe I'm wrong. But so with that in mind, you know, you're getting a little bit of price per person, so you don't have to. That's what, a $400 if it's a family of four, $500 whatever it ends up being, and then beverages, food and beverages included, with the exception of alcohol and specialty beverages.
Ooh.
If they had included alcohol in this, then I'm like, all right, I think the price is all right. The price is
right. Well, at that point, you could scale it to be worth the money.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm
saying. Like, so it's like, I can only eat so much, but...
Yeah, I mean, if they had all the meals and everything included...
I mean, the meals are, but the drinks aren't.
Oh, just
the
drinks.
Sorry, so I've been clicking around. So we have the... It says here, for a discounted price, you can get the Legacy Run experience.
See, isn't it great we read that
ship.
Book?
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't know what
it's
that
kinda
means.
It's kind of half of a ship.
It's
you can
fully
see the rest
immersive.
Of the part.
But
yeah,
let's start diving into the itinerary. And the first thing I want to say about the itinerary is it ends at about 8:45 at night on the first night. And I'm like, the bar better be open beyond 8:45.
If you're telling me I'm locked in my cabin at 8:45.
What does it say? 8:30 jizz band practice.
No, that's at 5 a.m.
That's 5 a.m.
It's like when you stay in a college town and the marching band starts up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, great. The marching band's practicing.
It is really crazy to me how specific the timing is on this.
Yeah.
Because the idea of herding the cattle of people to get somewhere so that you can do a 15-minute thing and then a 20-minute thing and then a 15-minute... Yeah. I mean, how is that even going to work? You've got an Outer Rim regalia for 15 minutes that's, I guess, maybe right connected to where your dinner is. I don't know.
Also, an Outer Rim regalia?
Yeah. Only 15 minutes. I would think a regalia is longer than that.
What is that, like Aunt Veru puts on her nice denim? It's like it's her and Uncle Owen's anniversary. Yeah. They're going to Red Tip Yip.
Yep.
I think it's
some blue milk for you tonight.
It's more of a burlesque kind of Aunt Veru.
Oh. Yeah,
right. It's like Jabba's.
It's Jabba's palace.
Yeah.
The extended versions.
Yeah. But you look through this and there's, you know, sabacc lessons, exciting. Sabacc tournament.
That's fun.
Cool.
I do like that.
You know,
that.
You get some lightsaber training.
Is this a real
training.
List you're reading from? This isn't a bit. Yeah.
No, this isn't a bit.
Okay.
This is, I think if you go to the page, what
highlights?
Is it?
Is it highlights?
Highlights, and then
okay,
scroll
great.
All the way down.
I paid $100 and I got the itinerary.
One, they would probably give that to you for $1,000.
Yeah.
But right,
they've
got,
cool.
They've got like the captain's reception. They have unexpected story moments, which are meant to be kind of diving you into a more immersive experience. I mean, it all sounds very fun and very cool. I think, you know, I also like the idea that you don't have to wait in line for Rise of Resistance or Smuggler's Run. You just go, and because you're part of this, you're not wasting any time while you're there.
But what they don't say, and I read this, is that you go, but you're one of the... You have to stand amongst the Stormtrooper animatics for the day.
Yes.
You're technically
employed.
An I-9 employee for the day.
Right. What they don't realize is that when you see those Stormtroopers, like, wow, those animatronics are so lifelike, and then you can hear people in the mask going, help me, help me.
Yeah. It's dark.
Yeah, I actually think there should be a Carbonite section to this. You know, you get a Carbonite spa, right? That would be a good way to spend your time at a Star Wars hotel.
That's cute.
I think that'd be fun.
So you enter, and you're supposed to be fully immersed, even though the picture has a Corolla in front of the entrance.
Yeah.
But you just take the shuttle to the park like everybody else, right? There's no underground system.
You start at a spaceport. Your Corolla drops you off. And then then you take your ship, your launch pod, then you get to the Star Cruiser, and then on your way, in the van that they take you in...
Oh, this is like going to Mars 2121 in Manhattan.
It's you on another Star Cruiser to get... Or spaceship to get from the Star Cruiser to Batuu. So a transport shuttle that you're going to be on. Do they have escape pods? They got to have escape pods, right?
I'm sure if you pay extra, you can...
If like a kid's having a meltdown, I gotta get out of here. The same way every ride kind of has, like on the Tower of Terror, a lot of people like back out right before they're getting on the elevator. The Tower of Terror doesn't exist anymore.
And then see like Mickey Mouse smoking a cigarette.
But is it still at the park?
Oh yeah, Disney World. It's not going anywhere at Disney World. They only
turned it into the Guardians of the Galaxy in California?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good.
I just watched the Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus, it's still in Hong Kong, it's still in Paris, and it's still in Disney World.
By the way, I know this is a Star Wars podcast, but like what an amazing feat of production value that ride is.
Oh. It's one of my favorites.
What an immersive atmospheric experience as we're talking about them. But there is like an escape hatch, quote unquote. Like you could take like the freight elevator out if you back out.
So,
you know, for those high risk rides. So I'm wondering if a kid, you know, you have a
young
3-year old who doesn't listen to a word you say.
Fortuna comes up to a 3-year old and they have an absolute conniption.
Like I've never seen this. That happened to me when I was little. I loved dinosaurs so much. And then my parents took me to see, there's this show traveling, you've probably seen it, called Dinosaurs Alive.
Oh, I did. They had that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I thought it was new.
And they were like, we're going to go see it. And we walked in, and in less than 1 minute, I was screaming of terror for my life, because they were just life-size dinosaurs in front of me. So I could completely understand. Some kid, but I love Star Wars. I'm the biggest Star Wars fan ever. And then all of a sudden, just like somebody goes,
it's like, or you just like have a meltdown. It's like too much.
Yeah. It's just,
you know, it's
too
like
much.
When kids want to meet like Wonder Woman, and then you know, they get to Gal Gadot and they start crying. It's like it's just like a lot
Look,
for the brain.
If Amperu is doing a Jabba show, I'm gonna start crying. I'm gonna need to leave, and out of joy, not out of sadness, out of joy.
It's going to be a lot like prom night where you're like, you're so excited. And then there's just like a lot of tears and you run out screaming.
You're home alone watching a movie.
Where's my hair dryer?
I like this unexpected story moment, which is clearly they just had killing time there vamping.
I think it's someone being like private. Straighten that hat, you know, like something.
I think it's meant to be that they're going to come in and steal some passengers. The First Order is going to board the ship, and then they're going to fight and all.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, it's a good thing that there's like a high barrier of entry for like what you're getting here in terms of like you have to really understand what you're buying because they have this whole itinerary. Because I can't imagine like. You know, when we took a family trip, I don't think my uncle would have taken kindly to a bunch of stormtroopers coming in and kidnapping him.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, it's like, you know, all the dads or moms, you know, like whatever. But I'm thinking of the 80s where it's like a begrudging toxic man went to Disney World with his family.
The hell I will go with you.
I'm wondering how they would react to this.
You just have to play along. You're not taking me anywhere.
I think it just like
the idea. I paid $6,000 for you to bother me in the hallways.
Yeah. It's like a 2-day escape room.
Yeah, exactly. But I like, you know, there's they're going to actually have people in costume, as in they're letting everyone who's part of it be in costume. Now, I'm curious, are you allowed to be in costume when you go to the park? Because I think that that's always been a thing that's discouraged at Disney World, is adults can't wear costumes because they get
because
confused.
They, could, like, steal kids.
They get, well, they get confused with the cast members too.
Right. Oh, I went the darkest route with it, that they would steal kids. But yeah, they can.
I'm stealing everything from Doc Ondar's if I'm allowed to look like I work there.
If I'm paying $6,000, they owe me something, and I'm not paying for any merchandise.
You know, I got to say, though, the way this conversation has gone, it makes me feel like the gift that I was about to give you guys of a two-night stay is not going to go over well.
Complaining. It's like if like your parents' like 50th anniversary, they just complained about, you know, Greece for 45 minutes, and then it's like,
here's two tickets to Greece.
But I want to read the description.
I'm assuming that's the musical.
Yeah, this is. Do you think though? So the guests, you know, they. I don't know if they provide. They say to pack your Jedi robes, so they're assuming everybody has them already.
Yeah.
Do you think it says
wardrobe is currently limited to a single planet. If yours, you can always, its apparel is available in advance from Shop Disney or on the ship.
So, okay. But the question is if it's 9:45 at night, you're exhausted, you've been at the parks all day, you're running out in your jam jams to go get ice. You got your bucket, you're going to get ice. You run into a cast member. Is it going to be what strange robes you're wearing? What adornments?
Please. And then they're like, we must take you to the captain to look at your strange clothes. You're like, I just want some ice, please.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar, but if you don't wear proper clothing in a Disney park, you are forced into a store to buy a sweatshirt to cover you up if you have like revealing clothes on.
Is that
really
true?
Yeah. You can do that, or you have to leave the park.
For real?
Yeah.
Surely they have very strict vaccine mandates.
And don't call them right? Shirley.
I think they had mask mandates. I don't think they had vaccine mandates.
Surely you must be vaccinated if they're being that strict about the clothing policy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you might think so.
Jesus.
The end of that first day, I love that it's Special Atrium Entertainment, but they only booked them for 15 minutes.
So this all happens... Okay, so like, is everyone's day... This happens in 3-day chunks, or is like some people's day one?
Yes, 3-day chunks. Day two. It's all 3-day chunks. There's no crossover of somebody on day one or day two. It's like it's three. You book out for 3 days, and then they have a whole new group another 3 days.
Do you think that there's like a narrative that threads through the entire thing?
Yes, that's what those story
moments
are.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So when you're leaving at 10 a.m. at launch pod terminal, you're gonna see like two Twi'leks where it's like, will you marry me, you know,
and you're like, yeah when you're showing up, you're gonna see the end of the first story.
Well, they've got it spaced out. You leave at 10 a.m. People don't arrive till 1 p.m. They gotta clean that place up.
Listen, I always ask for a late checkout and an early check-in, all right?
Yeah,
so I'm not leaving 10 a.m. from anywhere.
It'll be real nice for the housekeepers to get like fake credits as their tip. They're like, great.
That specifically say on them not transferable,
not legal
to real currency.
Like, oh, okay.
Well, itchy and scratchy nice. Dollars. I'll take 5,000 itchy and scratchy dollars.
Yeah.
I think that overall, though, I mean, I think that they've got a really cool thing set up. There is a 20 minute long Disney Imagineering video where they talk about how they're doing everything, and they show another clip of the new lightsaber, which is like, it looks incredible. We saw that one clip, I think, maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
They haven't made it clear if it's just going to be available for people who go to the hotel, which if it is, that's going to be crazy.
So that's the one that extends.
That is the one that extends and feels more realistic, despite it obviously not being a lightsaber.
Interesting.
But lightsaber training is only 30 minutes. And if lightsaber training is 30 minutes, it's like everybody has to have their lightsaber and their own space to train, because if you're trying to go one by one, you know,
exactly. Yeah,
so
I'm interested
in training. That's world breaking to me. People are upset about the Haldo maneuver. Jeez Louise, this is world breaking to me. You're telling me that there was 30 minutes of lightsaber training at the Jedi Academy?
I have to imagine that, like, the big parties, like, I think it probably is going to be conducted like a yoga class. You know what I mean? Like, I think you'll be in a big hall with a group.
Yeah, like, way to go, Peloton. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they just throw you on that ride. I wonder how they're sneaking that in there.
What, like the Smuggler's Run thing?
Well, they put you on the Rise of Resistance.
Do they have... Well, Rise of Resistance wouldn't be the case. I wonder if they have their own Smuggler's Run. Wait, so you have
You know, but there are varieties in Smuggler's Run, so you're right. It might actually be its own thing connected to the story.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because they track
yours. It's different.
Yeah.
Can you go to other parks?
No. If you're doing this, you're only at in this whole following of their story. You can't.
So
go
it
there.
Lands.
This just got very claustrophobic feeling to me.
But it lands at Batuu.
Yeah. No, you get to go to Batuu. You go to Disney, MGM or Hollywood Studios.
Oh, so you get to go outside and do your own thing.
Oh yeah, Chris.
Bit.
That's the whole thing where it's like you get to be part of the Batuu experience, and it's one that's tailored to those who are part of this. You know, I feel like I'm trying to sell this, and I maybe just Disney sends something my way.
You just
I think you're doing a better job of selling this than the website.
Pod droid racing competition. What is this, off track betting?
A lot of this involves gambling. It's kind of like it's kind of like
how pissed
watching,
do you think Christian Harloff's going to be when he's not invited to this?
It's kind of like watching Field of Dreams game where all of the advertising was for gambling about the story of someone who couldn't play baseball because they gambled on baseball.
Yeah, exactly. The irony.
That's true. But I'm gonna do this. I'm insane. I haven't been. I haven't been to Star Wars Land. None of us have been.
Mike,
and
I'll be there with you. I'll be there.
I'll be like a late addition where I'm like, I mean, you're paying for the room anyway, right? What difference is it if I'm?
Hey,
here?
You know, exactly. We have three berths here.
the berths are for children under the age of 10.
We'll see.
I can fit.
We'll see. Anyway.
Well, I mean, if you could fit two kids on them, that's I'm 30, but 20, yeah, I can do it. Don't worry about it.
I like Sabacc tournament. I'm genuinely interested in that. Build model ship sounds sweet as well.
Yeah, that does sound.
I mean, the activities on the second day are all a taste around the galaxy. I think that's the big show there, and then a spectacular finale, which is, I'm assuming, fireworks.
That must to be. Me sounds like they don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, exactly.
but okay, so this is all very cool. I guess, all right, if I'm like a rich person, right, which I'm not, but if I was a rich person, I guess what you do is you do this at the front end of your Disney trip or the back end, and then
the
you like spend another 2 days or 3 days and you go to like the rest of the parks.
100%.
Yeah.
So you're like, you like say like, can I have my luggage transferred from the Galactic Star Cruiser to the Caribbean
will.
Beach Resort
hotel?
Actually, we lost your luggage, sir.
It got stuck in a Sarlacc.
It got stuck in hyperspace.
I wonder how much they like, I imagine that this is built to be just a part of a very rich person's trip to Disney World.
Well, it feels that way, and I think they know they can charge this. Star Wars is popular enough, and there are enough people who would spend this kind of money on it. It's one of those things where it's like the idea that you're now kind of gatekeeping on the coolest parts of Disney. I guess that's always been the case because there's a lot of people who've always been priced out, but now
this
they're
is
really
like,
priced
out. Yeah, I mean, Disney World. So here's the thing is that like for a family of four, like I would say, I mean, this is a shorter trip, but like, for a family of four, it's not crazy, like, in the world of Disney World, for a trip to cost $6,000.
Right.
But for 2 days.
You know, like, it's crazy for the world, but it's like, that is not unheard of.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not, the pricing is shocking to look at, but, like, on its face, if you look at, like, oh, let me price out a Disney vacation, it wouldn't be that hard to get up to $6,000 if you're including, like, park passes and you know, like whatever. The thing is that for two people, that's an exorbitant amount.
Yes.
Well, but it's also, you know, the difference of only going to one park for 2 hours. You know, obviously you're getting the full Disney experience in the rest of the days, but, you know, one park for 2 hours.
So you have no option? You can't just be like, I'm going to Batuu?
No.
That's weird. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like also Disney. I mean, like, I don't want to, like, Disney has, like, good restaurants and stuff. Like, you know.
But I'll give them credit is that, like, I love the idea of a story and an immersive experience and being on this whole plan for them and to do it for 2 days, you know, and then go from there to go back to it.
I'm on board. I'm just mocking it for the sake of
fun.
It's expensive, but I still want to do this more than anything in life.
So here's the thing. The Delta variant needs to be figured out so I can go.
It's not fiscally in the cards for me at the moment, but like I feel like it'd be tone deaf for us to just be like, this sounds so great.
I can't wait. See you in month. The day three seems like a little they just kind of ran out of ideas, huh? You're out of there by 10 a.m.
Day three is like not a day.
They need to
ramp. Which is why they are advertising it on the front as a two-night experience, is what they're calling it.
They need to kind of ramp you down, though, because, like, you think how sad you are when you're just leaving a regular hotel.
Think about how people felt after Avatar. You know?
They got to. I need four sequels to ramp me down from that high.
Plus, I'm not a kid anymore. And, you know, 4 hours or 2 hours in the morning doesn't seem like an eternity. It did when I was a kid. It doesn't feel that way anymore.
That's like 20 minutes.
Well,
I can't
you're living this whole thing
stuff.
In 15-minute increments.
Yeah.
And then you got breakfast. So, like, if I, you know, if I'm just doing the 3-day experience, 8:30 to 9:30 on day three is breakfast. All I'm thinking about is the airport.
Exactly.
You know, like the launch pod terminal. What if our launch is delayed? And I, you know, we cut it close. I knew we should have taken the next flight. We cut it too close.
You get a DAX. I think the biggest cab or something.
The scariest part to me is the amount of money I've been intending to plan on, you know, merch in Batu.
Yeah.
That when you add it to this total for the stay, I don't think I can do the stay because my money's going to the junk.
Yeah, I mean, I would still. So this sounds amazing and it'd be super fun, but if I'm going to Batu, I would still probably do like the full Disney thing.
Yes. Yeah. I would end up.
So that, like, yeah. So, like, at the very least, go on Peter Pan's ride, the Peter Pan ride. You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Yeah, well, you got to do the Pirates of the Caribbean. You got to do is the Nordic ride still or is it Frozen now, isn't it?
Well, it was the Maelstrom, and now it's Frozen. They, like, I think they redid it to Frozen, but it's still in, like, Norway or whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. Peter Pan ride is top of my list, I'd say. When I was a kid, we used to get up really early when the park opened, and it was a tradition. I only went a few times as a kid, but... as a tradition, we got up at 6 a.m. went on the Peter Pan ride.
You gotta go rope drop. That's the deal.
You know, I've never been on that ride.
The Peter Pan ride?
No,
it's lovely. I really like they're called dark rides. I really enjoy those. I think they're very nice, especially
Go ahead.
Oh god. And they never spoke again. It's very nice when my family, for some reason, used to go in August. When it's, you know, 1,000 degrees every day. And so the dark rides are really nice because you're on them for like 15 minutes and it's air conditioned. So
that is nice.
It's a little pro tip.
It's a little bit of relief.
All right, guys. Well, I think that, you know, we need to start working harder. We need to go to work so we can get enough money so that we can go to Galactic Star Cruiser. So I think we got to end the
pod. Content too, so people are actually paying for this app.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, the Patreon, we joke a lot about it. We need it set up so we can go. We need to actually set this up.
Yeah, like we should set up a Kickstarter or something.
Yeah.
And like through wording, we could make some, like, you know, make Mike's wish come true. He wants to go on the Galactic Star Cruiser. Some clever wording could imply that there was some kind of imminent thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, of course. In reality, we need to give it to a small child who wants to go.
Right.
Every room in this place should probably be donated to somebody.
It should be. You're absolutely
right. And surely
the
Disney Corporation will do that. I mean, if Jeff Bezos is docking, the most charitable man alive, I'm sure Disney will be donating a number of rooms for every chunk to children who
Bezos
who
is at the front desk complaining about the space in his room.
No, he's complaining about the hairdryer.
I had more space in real space. That's what he's
saying. Well, that is going to do it for the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. We'll be back next week talking more and probably getting into Light of the Jedi, final 5 chapters. Don't forget, that's a droids. What they throw.
Annie?
Is that Goofy?
Yeah, that was Goofy.
You boys want to go on the Star Cruiser?
Gorsh, Jarber. That was my trying Goofy.
Lightsaber.
Being a billionaire is a moral failing.